Blog Talk Radio.
Women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2011. Today is an exciting show all about Ashley Stewart. Since the early 1990s, Ashley Stewart has been styling customers and setting fashion trends for the plus-size fashion industry. The Ashley Stewart brand is truly an eclectic mix. It is fashion-forward, sexy, and inspirational. It provides the customer with head-to-toe outfits from trendy sportswear to lingerie to outerwear. Ashley Stewart dresses the woman from the bedroom to the boardroom. Fashion-conscious, plus-size, urban women shop at Ashley Stewart to find the latest fashions that reflects their inner confidence. With 100-plus stores located in urban areas from New York to Los Angeles, Ashley Stewart is looking to expand the number of stores within the United States. The company's flagship store is located on 125th Street in Harlem, where their customer service team has been satisfying the fashion-savvy consumer since 1999. The Ashley Stewart experience continues online at ashleystewart.com. Designed as a consumer marketing communication vehicle, the Ashley Stewart website provides the latest information on fashion selections and company news. As the Ashley Stewart brand expands, the company will vigorously open more storefronts, remodel existing stores, and continue to enhance its distinctive merchandising and marketing strategies. Today we have two very special guests from Ashley Stewart: Kirsten Gaskins, VP General Merchandising Manager, and Jan Harvey, Strategic Marketing and Social Media. So let's welcome both ladies to the show.
Hello.
Hi, are you both there?
I'm here. How are you doing tonight?
Good, and thank you so much for being on the show. Now, is it Kirsten or Kristen?
It's Kristen, but I answer to anything.
Oh, no, we're going to get it right. You don't have to answer to anything. So first, I want you both to tell me your background in the fashion industry and how did you get your start at Ashley Stewart?
Well, this is Kristen. I'll start. I've been in the fashion industry for about 20 years now. I started actually in planning and allocation for a Missy specialty retailer, and I was there for about 16 and a half years. And when I heard about the opportunity at Ashley Stewart about 3.5 years ago, I thought it sounded like such a great concept that I jumped at the chance to come over and work with this team. I've been there ever since.
Okay, and what about you, Jan?
Hi. Well, I have 25 years experience in women's fashion, starting at Bally of Switzerland. And then my most recent experience has been at the pastry brands with Angela and Vanessa Simmons, Daddy's Girls. So the Ashley Stewart company is a wonderful opportunity for this.
So I when I opened the show, I mentioned your titles, but tell me exactly what does that mean? What do you both do at Ashley Stewart?
Well, again, Kristen, I'll start. Well, basically what I do at Ashley Stewart is make sure that everything – I'm really responsible, just to simplify, for everything that comes into the store as far as merchandise. So any clothing, any accessories, any jewelry, that falls under my responsibility, making sure that it's brand right, that it's appropriate, that it's sexy, confident, diva, everything that we believe our Ashley Stewart woman is.
So if you say no, then it doesn't go to the store.
That's the way it's supposed to go, yes.
Okay. And Jan, so you're more online.
Yes, online strategic marketing. Actually working with the social media tools that we have now at Facebook and Twitter and our website, and just creating an online community for our customer base to interact with.
So what do you think makes Ashley Stewart stand out from other plus-size clothing stores?
Well, you know, from a merchandising perspective, I think that our store offers anyone in this size range fashion. You know, the primary responsibility of merchants and buyers is to bring fashion to this customer. It's an underserved community. And I truly believe, and the buyers truly believe, that she's looking for fashion. She wants it to be right where everybody else is. She doesn't want to be dowdy. She certainly feels very confident in herself, her body, and she wants to exude that confidence to everyone else. And she is such a wonderful customer for us to experiment with, to push the fashion envelope with, and that really separates us. The fact that we believe we have the number one fashion in the industry, you know, compared to our competition. And of course, there's always fit. As far as fit is very important, no plus woman is the same. We take a lot of care and a lot of pride in the way we fit our garments. We believe if you are, you know, a size 14, 16, 18, you should be able to come into our store and buy that size across the board. And we offer something for everything and for everyone, whether you're going to church, whether you're going to work, whether you're going out on the weekend, whether you want that special pair of jeans or jeggings. We believe that we have something for everyone in our store, and we create an experience in our store to make the customers feel comfortable to come in, to listen to the music, to have a good time. You know, our store associates are wonderful. They will come up to you, help you create an outfit, understand your style, make recommendations. So we believe that we have an atmosphere in our stores that's more of a community, that they really embrace this customer. And, of course, we have value. We believe that our price points are where our customer wants them to be. We're very competitive in the landscape out there. We believe that we offer value to our customer, and those are all the reasons why she should be shopping at Ashley Stewart.
Now, for those that are not familiar with the store, what types of clothing do you carry, and what sizes and the price point of the clothing in your store?
So if you came into our store, our sizes begin at 12, and we go through in our store through size 26. Online, we offer through size 32, so we do have extended sizes online. But if you came into our store today, you would see everything, you know, everything that you would see in any competitor, who even in a competitor or somebody who's not a plus store. If you want a sexy blouse, if you're looking for a church suit, if you need some career items, if you're looking for jewelry, if you need a pair of sandals, if you need shapewear, which we all need from time to time, we have bras, we have panties. We really cover the gamut as far as what our customer is looking for, dresses. We start as low as, you know, our jewelry can start at $8.50. We can sell camisoles for $10, you know, $19 T-shirts, $24 blouses, and we go up the gamut to outerwear, which could be sometimes, you know, leather jackets to $89 and $99. So we really run the gamut, but we believe we're very competitive within the landscape.
So it's something for everybody, because I know even some smaller women shop at Ashley Stewart for the accessories, so it's really something for everybody.
Absolutely. We've heard that quite a few times, that they do come in and really love what we have for her with our bracelets and our rings and some of the specialty items with our A-Lux table that we've introduced in 50 stores now. We've had very, very positive response to our jewelry.
So what are the fashion trends for spring and the new styles we can be on the lookout for at Ashley Stewart?
So what's working now and why we love our customers so much? You know, here we are. I know you're in L.A. We're over here in New York getting snowbound. But our customer is buying white jeggings. You know, what other specialty retailer can say that right now? She's just so fashion-forward and on the cutting edge that she's already buying white jeggings, and she's looking for the shark bite tops, and she's buying the cutout shoulders. She's just really excited to see all our new merchandise right now. What's really important for spring and what she has to have is she has to have color. Every year we do a white party in June, and that's still going to be very important for us, the head-to-toe white. But in addition to that, she needs to have color. She needs to wear brights. She needs to get out there and wear her bright pinks and her bright orange and her bright yellows. That's very important. That'll be coming up in in the later spring and summertime. So color is very important as far as fashion. But again, it's also about feminine details. The ruffles are still important. So ruffle cardigans, anything with foil on it, foil screen tees, and long skirts you have to have. A long skirt this season, whatever you have now, you need to update your wardrobe and get a long skirt. And, of course, you know, Ashley Stewart is known for their maxi dresses. We had maxi dresses before anybody knew what a maxi dress was. So every one of our customers is going to be in this year updating her wardrobe with a fabulous maxi dress this year.
So Ashley Stewart hasn't been as active in the plus community recently, but is coming back strong in 2011. So tell me about the new brand direction for Ashley Stewart.
Well, I'll take that one, Kristen. I think that speaking to leaders in the community like yourself, Shanice, celebrity bloggers, really understand, and to our customers as well. And we're creating a Facebook presence where we are open to hearing from our customers their interactions with our stores, their lifestyle choices. You know, how do they get up in the morning and face each day with confidence? We're looking to have events in our stores, which we can talk about a little more. We have a big event coming up, a model fashion show with Bella Stiles this weekend, actually this Friday, in our Richmond store. We're talking with various online magazines, like Plus Model Magazine, talking about a coast-to-coast fashion model search. And you, again, Shanice, are working with that with us on the West Coast and on the East Coast simultaneously. We are talking to Essence Magazine, and these are all communities of online. It's not an advertising vehicle. It's a community and an outreach to really interact with our customers, listen, really listen to what they want, and as you can hear from Kristen, give it to them and more. So
in line with the new direction, Ashley Stewart is evolving into a company that is open to change. So tell us, what does that mean, open to change?
Well, again, as you know, we find out more and more things about our customers and the ladies who shop us now, and we listen, and we are working on, like I said, events and just things that are happening in the community, you know, and, you know, listening and
Okay. So a big part of interacting with customers now, you mentioned, is the social media. So how will Ashley Stewart incorporate this? Is through strictly Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, we're primarily on that as well. But every event that we do on a grassroots level will be a national event as well. So we'll be taking videos and photographs that we'll put on not only on Facebook, but will be on our website. And we invite our customers to photograph themselves and put them on our website and on Facebook. And we're actually working toward integrating even more our website with our Facebook community. So you'll be actually able to go on the website and read what's happening on Facebook at the same time to make a more seamless interaction between this all the online you know, opportunities that we have.
So, like I previously mentioned in the intro, Ashley Stewart is mostly geared towards the urban plus-size woman. And as a matter of fact, it's the only plus-size company that celebrates Black History Month.
Correct.
So people were shocked last year when Crystal Ren appeared in a campaign, but it was immediately taken down. So why was that? Can you give me more background scoop of what happened?
Sure. Actually, you know, Crystal Ren is more than just a plus model. She is a celebrity, as any of you have heard from last week. She's doing the face of Jimmy Choo, and she actually shot with Karl Lagerfeld most recently. And when she appeared in our campaign, it was a slam dunk. It was the products just blew out of the stores. So when you don't have the merchandise to support the campaign, you have to take down the marketing. So she, I mean, although, you know, we were really happy with the reaction of the product in that case. And so does that answer
but
your question?
But you're going in a different direction now, and why is that with the campaigns and the different models used?
Well, we're trying to be true to our core customer, and we'll never walk away from her. I mean, in fact, what you brought up about Black History Month, you know, our company, you know, Black History Month is meaningful to our customer as well as to our store associates all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Black History Month is American history, and it's important for everyone. So, I mean, we have a core consumer, and, you know, we're loyal to her because we know she's loyal to us. So you can go online and you can actually tell us, you know, what Black History Month means to you. It's a national promotion, and actually 10 winners will be chosen to get a $50 gift certificate. So, and you can actually go on and you can like the thoughts that people submit. It's a really just a nice.
Also, you know what? This is Kristen again. I also think, Shanice, that, you know, our company, again, as Jan said, we're all about our core customer, and we do have a lot of urban stores, and that is really the basis and the foundation of Ashley Stewart. But, you know, Plus is not just an ethnicity or a race. It's also, you know, we're diversified, and we do have stores in a lot of areas, and I think diversification is interesting. I think we welcome feedback from our stores and from store associates. And we're doing research to find out more about who our customer is. But again, like Jan said, you know, we are who we are, and we got our start with our customer base in this urban area, and she's been excellent to us. And because of her, we are where we are today, and we would never do anything to walk away from that customer, and she will always be the base of our business, and we love her. I mean, she is an amazing, amazing customer. She is somebody that I think a lot of us strive to be.
Right. Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm,
so
absolutely.
One thing that my listeners love to hear is opportunities to model. So Ashley Stewart used to have an annual model search called the Great Woman of Style. Now, will this continue for 2011?
Well, our plan is to do a coast-to-coast curves, which is a the plan is to do a monthly event, a model search event, starting with February 25th, which will be an L.A. And New York event. But we are looking for opportunities all over the country, and we are very open to hearing from, you know, this, you know, your community. If there are big events happening, you know, in certain cities, you know, we would be very open to, you know, coming there and participating. And again, it becomes a national event when we come.
So you're really looking to get active in the community this year.
Yes. We are active in the community.
Yeah.
I think anybody that goes on our Facebook, so it's facebook.com/byashleystewart, you will see a big change immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every day. I mean, we have girls that are on that site day in and day out, and every day, you know, there's conversation and, you know, embracing. I really don't know, you know, it's just a really good, fun place to hang out. So
the models, I mean, not the model search, but the promotion on Facebook for Black History. So all you have to do is write what Black History means to you. Does it have to be a certain length?
Nope. It's very easy. You just go on. You see Ashley Contest.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and you'll see Start Here. And you'll just, in one click, you're writing. And it's give your thoughts, and what's really beautiful is just to read, you know, the pride and what people are saying, and it's just a really feel-good experience. I really would hope that everyone would go on and just to be inspired.
And are all the winners are going to be announced at one time, or is like a winner per week, or how does that work?
No, at the end of the program, at the end of the month, it'll be very easy to see because it's the most voted upon paragraph win. And you'll see right away the top 10. as they go. So every day they change and move, and, you know, it's an evolving process, revolving.
So one of the things you mentioned that you want to work with people on local levels to do more events and be in the community. So if someone is listening and interested in working with Ashley Stewart on an event, who should they contact?
Well, I can give you an email address.
Okay.
It's ashleywebmaster@ashleystewart.com. That's ashleywebmaster@ashleystewart.com.
Okay, and so you're looking for, you know, I just want to say this before you get all kind of crazy stuff. So you're looking for respectable events, nothing X-rated or nothing to do with pornography or anything.
Correct. No, something that would, you know, involve the plus community, a fashion event. You know, women getting together to celebrate their confidence and their style and grace. And we would like to be part of that.
Right. So you're looking for events that are in line with the Ashley Stewart brand.
Correct. Thank you.
So let's talk a bit about this Coast to Coast Curves. So you said February 25th in L.A., and
correct.
I'll be over the one in L.A., and we're doing something in New York, and we can't give all of the details out just yet.
Right.
But how soon do you think, should people
I'd
just keep following
the
Facebook?
By the end of the week.
Okay.
People can go on Facebook and read all about, this is an amazing event that we're planning. And it will be online. It will be on the ground in L.A. and in New York. And it'll be very exciting for people to watch. And it's actually a three-month promotion because it has legs, as they say.
So everyone just save the date in L.A. and New York. Save the date February 25th. And just keep your eyes looking out for the information this week. So do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, yes. Oh, Kristen,
we actually have
a grand opening of our Fulton Street store in Brooklyn, which will be a huge event. We're not sure exactly the date. I know it's a spring opening, but it will be a beautiful, renovated, brand-new store with a new concept as well. So I know it will be an amazing store for everyone.
All right. And any sales coming up that we can look out for?
We're actually starting at Yvonne Immediate. We are actually starting a buy one, get one 50% off, starts tomorrow in store. So that's real inside information. Nobody knows that yet outside of us and maybe anybody in our building. So that's real immediate gratification. And we do have, next week, we are bringing in our new collection. So the stores will start receiving the new collection now, and we have a brand new floor set for next Sunday, Monday. So you'll see new everything. And part of that campaign is some of those corals and some of that military glam that you have up on your website. So we're looking forward to that coming into the stores right now.
Well, awesome, and I got to say, too, thank you. I got a present in the mail from you guys today, some pretty accessories that I love. So thank you for the gift, and thank you for being on the show as well, and I look forward to working with you and looking forward to see Ashley Stewart active in the community. And tell us the official website to shop at Ashley Stewart.
AshleyStewart.com.
And the Facebook is Facebook/AshleyStewart.
It's Facebook.com/ByAshleyStewart. Oh, and we also have a Twitter. But they're all linked together. Everything's linked. So the Facebook is really fun. I recommend it.
Well, thank you for being on the show, and enjoy the rest of your evening, ladies.
Thanks, Shanice.
Thank you too, Shanice.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you to both of our guests this evening. for being fabulous guests. Tune in next week, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.